We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come on. All right, 560 to Joe wants you to see a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium, courtesy of Dade County Federal Credit Union. Listen to the Joe and learn how to... You might be able to win. Dade County Federal Credit Union, the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. For more info, go to fincu.com. It's FINSCU.com. Keep listening for your chance to win on AM 560, FM 96.5, HD2, the Joe WQAM, and streaming on radio.com.
All right, we're going to have Mark Ross from NFL Network. We're going to get him up this morning, front office analyst, and talk some football around the league and the Miami Dolphins as well and all that stuff. But right now we want to jump on the 305-567-0560 text machine. Zach, what do you got coming in?
All right, after the last segment, we have a couple Hollywood ones. As someone living in the Tampa Bay area, we don't want Hollywood back. Send them to Montana or North Dakota.
Montana. I think it's Montana. Well, no, North Dakota, probably a good idea.
Right.
Can go, well, I'd do Montana. They have good North snowboarding Dakota. Up there. I'd do Montana.
USF wishes to be a bottom feeder in any of the Power 5 conferences, including the Pac-12.
That is true.
That is true.
Someone that asked us, how do we work with such a douchebag in Hollywood? Someone said.
He's a little extra douchey today. Right, yeah, right, there's no question. He's a little extra D-baggy.
Joe, listen to Hollywood. He's an expert in sausage, and we're talking about breakfast before. Hollywood's getting it this morning on the text.
All right.
Let's see. If
that is also true, by the way.
If I were Hollywood, I'd avoid mentioning breakfast items. Brings up the sausage fest.
Yeah, let's leave that alone.
I'm very proud of that sausage fest. Okay,
you like that once a year? You guys get together and put the how much time you put into that fantasy football on the road? Which actually, you're working on the fantasy football stuff.
What do you mean, like the planning stages of the weekend?
Yeah, like around the what do you do the rest of the time? You just stare at each other.
Well, I thought you were talking about how long does it take us to plan the weekend. Well, basically, while we are at the current weekend, like before we have our draft, which is usually on like the Saturday morning or the Friday morning. This time, I think we did it on a Friday. Before we have the draft, we have a league meeting and everyone gathers around and we discuss like issues of the league. And one of the things that we vote on is the next year's location for the draft. So that we can,
okay. Joe said you guys just stare at each other.
No, we spend a lot of time planning. We really do. Probably more than we should.
Mm. Wow.
The whole weekend's usually planned out, all the events. And I mean, this year was obviously much different. The most important part of this year was making sure everyone got the virus test. But
yeah.
We had very strict protocols for our league.
All right, Zach, on that note, now that we know what he does on his trip fantasy football, what do you got coming?
Every league does that, though, right, Zach? Like, you guys have a meeting where you discuss, you know, the pressing issues of the league, don't you?
We had a pre-meeting to see what the draft order was going to be. That's basically what the meeting's about.
Oh, see, we let our champion decide the draft order, and we always have a game that we do in person.
That's interesting.
There happened to be a sand pit at this house, so we did a standing long jump.
Boy, there must have been some world records.
That's funny. But no, what we actually did was
my mouth closed.
Staggered everyone by how overweight they were.
You got any fat buddies?
Yeah, of course. So like the bigger ones stood in the front and the more athletic ones stood further back to kind of level the playing field a little bit.
Where did you stand?
Towards the middle.
He might be the best athlete in that group.
Zach.
I'm not. I'm not.
Hey, what do we got coming in on the text machine before you two go?
Yeah, what do you got? Listening to Hollywood this morning reminds me of my future D-bag son-in-law. Thanks. Oh, jeez. Oh,
we don't get very many of those.
Wow, jeez. I just popped in.
Some guy talking about like some son-in-law. Not very.
Let me just say to that guy, you need to give this guy a chance, okay? Give the kid a chance.
I think he has, and the guy's probably already rubbed them the wrong way.
Right. Yeah, still give him a chance.
And the wife's telling him, you just got to suck it up. We don't want to lose our daughter. Just, yeah, he is. And, hey, I was that guy. I know. I was that guy. I was that guy. So I knew when I had to make that trip and we were staying there, I knew that I wasn't the most popular guy in the house. And I didn't try to be.
Smart move.
I still think you got to give the kid a chance. As someone who does not make a very good first impression, I think you have to give him a shot here.
I'm sure he is. You don't think the wife's already coaching him like, they're coming over.
Right.
Best behavior, no matter what he says. Something that rubs you the wrong way. I know you don't think he's the right one for our daughter. I need you to please. I don't want to lose our daughter. She said something to me. That kind of stuff goes on. So
that coaching happens before.
The right. Wife coaching is like, it's important. Now, I'm not crazy about him either, Fred, but damn it.
I hope that's not his real name. Probably is.
Why'd you go with Fred?
I don't know. I thought that was right. I thought that was accurate. That's why I said that. Here's a.
Are there a lot of Freds these days?
I don't know. We'll talk to you after the show about it. What do you got, Zach? We'll talk to you about if there's a lot of Freds. What do you got coming in, man? We get through some text.
Ooh, he's getting antsy. Some
text stuff. Doing fifth-grade shit this morning.
Right. Georgia Tech. Be careful there. Georgia Tech beat Miami, and that's a year after switching from the triple offense to the triple option offense and not having the players recruited for that offense. That's when they beat Miami.
Yeah, that's
bad.
It's a bad loss.
Right, it's a bad loss.
There's a couple losses. That one and the FIU one are like, we want to get over that. And the way to get over that is get a win Saturday night.
Right.
That'll help a lot.
Here's a golf one for you, Joe. Nothing beats a Sunday with Tiger wearing the infamous red shirt. I'm not even a golf fan. I agree with that guy. As not being a golf fan, if Tiger's wearing red on that Sunday, I usually watch.
If he's wearing red, that means he's probably feels he's got a shot to win the tournament, and I'm with you. And by the way, so are millions of other extra viewers when that's in that, and they go, Tiger is in it on a Sunday. You'll get a few football people switching over to take a look at that.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting. Joe, the U.S. Open brings the best golfers in the world back to earth, laugh out loud. Go Tiger. That's from Dolphin Mike. Big Tiger fan there.
I just want to see how brutal it is. And some of the guys you're not crazy about on the tour to get that triple slamming the and you'll be able to hear the bad words this week, too. We're back to the – I think the worst sport right now for cursing, although, I heard some football stuff during the game the other day.
Yeah.
I heard some bad stuff.
A lot but more dumps in basketball, too, if you noticed. A lot more dumps. Yeah.
But golf's right up there, man, because they just kind of hit out of nowhere. And they'll go, well, F me. We'd like to apologize on behalf of
Jim Nance, when he has to apologize, always funny. Here's a good one from Big Mike. He tweeted this at us also, and he texted it to us. We all know Peyton Manning is a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. The names came out yesterday. But I would make him wait a year just for recommending Adam Gase to the Dolphins and Jets.
To the Jets or the Dolphins?
Both. He said Dolphins and Jets at this point. That's how bad it is.
I think it's amazing that he comes in, and he must interview pretty well, Adam. And then you get the call behind it from Peyton Manning. It says, hey, this is the guy, best coach I've had, really can, you know. But now it's like Peyton makes that next call. They're going to go, Peyton, save it. We've seen enough, Peyton. Love to talk to you. You had a great career. We think, you know, the world of you. Love your commercials. But stop. Don't make any more recommendations.
The problem is that if Peyton Manning's calling the owner or someone like that, you're going to take the call because you think he wants to be a part of your organization. You just don't realize he's putting in a recommendation for Gase.
So word is,
you're going to take the call, though, because it's Peyton.
The word is he wants to be president of a team. He didn't want to do these games. He doesn't want to be a GM. He doesn't want to be a head coach. That he wants John Elway kind of job.
Right.
I want to run it from top down. GMs, coaches, players. I am going to be – that's what Elway's doing.
Right. The Target mask protest you guys were talking about earlier, there was one hot girl followed by Hollywood Sausage Crew. Those stupid people protesting women probably had sausages on them. A lot of people ripping that Target mask protest.
I didn't see that. What do you call it?
Interesting video.
Young people or older people?
I think they were decently younger. There weren't older people in that crew. Right, Hollywood? Am I right on that?
Unfortunately, it was a mix, and there's like a little kid in there, too.
Yeah, there's a couple kids, right? I thought I saw kids in that, too, right?
My first thought is I just wish people had something better to do with their time.
Well, we got another one going on right now, and that's teachers versus students versus parents.
Yep.
And that's going to be ugly, man. There is no way around it. I'm guessing a majority of the teachers do not want to go back, especially if they're not completely healthy or age or people that they live with they're concerned for, are scared to death to go back with these little COVID-19 missiles that they could, you know, these kids aren't even affected by it. And it's, I get both sides of it, man. I do. I get both sides. I get the guys come up to me and go, Joe, you don't understand because you don't have small kids. They need to be in school. I got high school. Jason Taylor goes, Joe, I got to get my sons back to school, man. You know, it's crazy. I get when they're talking like that, I get it, but that's going to be a tough one.
I'm glad I'm just out of it, by the way, with a 2.5-year-old.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm just out of it, as bad as that sounds. I don't have to worry about that right now, at least. Someone also talked about Jim Carrey and said he's an artist now. His work is as bad as his acting. God awful. Dramatic Jim Carrey sucks. He was in the Hedgehog movie. He was funny, but it sucked.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he said he became
How did you
an
say
artist.
Jim Carrey's a bad actor? Like, what kind of loser are you?
He's not a great actor.
Like, what kind of a take is that? Who says that? Well, he's made some of the all-time classics in, like, film
dumb
history.
Comedies. They're dumb comedies.
No, Dumb and Dumber is not a... I mean, it's a classic. Liar, Liar.
Yeah.
The Mask.
I mean, Ace Ventura would be the one
Ace Ventura?
Right. But that was made 26 years ago. How old were you 26 years ago?
He was like three.
Three,
right,
yeah.
Right. So don't, you know.
Hey, guys, we got a guest coming up here. And we're going to jump on with Mark Ross, NFL Network front office analyst, going to join us in just a couple of minutes from now. So we'll talk to him about everything. It's gotten a little salty. You know when it all started this morning here and this show went to hell? Was that those two Houston radio guys literally going back and forth, calling each other names. And from there, it just got a little ugly.
Can we play that again later?
No. No, we can't. I'll let you play it tomorrow. I'll let you play it tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning. I want to hear it.
Right.
That's when I want to hear it. Hey, right now I want to talk about sports-related injuries. Hollywood, you never had a sports-related injury, but I want to let you know, if you get active, boy, I'll tell you what, sooner or later, everybody gets injured, no matter who you are. Team sports, individual sports, that's what you deal with, no matter what age you are. It sure is nice to know, while I'm telling you the bad news, the good news is we have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, voted one of the 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation by U.S. News & World Report. People ask me, where do the pros go? I go, here we go, enter Miami. Miami Heat, Florida Panthers, and Miami Dolphins, FIU, Dade County High School Sports, they're taking care of it. And they just have put together some of the top surgeons and specialists in the country for every part of the body. So these guys are taking care of professional teams, doing surgeries, giving second opinions, getting you in proper rehab, and getting you back out playing the sports you love the most. That's what it's all about. Whether you injure your shoulder, your elbow, your hand, your knee, your hip, whatever, you need hip or knee replacement, they got some of the top doctors for every part of the body. And you can see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes every day. Hey, listen, we got a lot of good news. The future news right around the corner with that new facility going up at Hard Rock Stadium for people in Dade and Broward is going to be fantastic. Hey, to get your appointment and see some of these top doctors that work on million-dollar athletes every day, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. Get healthy. Get back out playing the sports you love the most.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C, Ross, because Thursday Night Football kicks off tonight, Bengals-Browns exclusively on NFL Network at 8:20 p.m. Mark, good morning. Thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Great. Good morning to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Mark, thanks for coming on. I'm always infatuated with all the front office stuff that you've been involved with for so long with different NFL teams. I want to start with this. After the Dolphins had such a huge draft of first-round picks and second-round picks and everything else, how hard is player evaluation? How hard was it for 2020 when you couldn't do all the extra trips and flying out and having guys fly in? Would it make it that much more difficult to get the right guys?
Oh, without a doubt. This year, obviously, with COVID, it knocked everything out of whack. And the biggest thing was the preseason games. So you see it forever where you get a guy, you draft your rookies or even sign players from other teams, and you go through practices and OTAs and mini camps and all that, and guys are looking great in practices, and then they get in games and they fall apart. So the game exposure just for evaluating your own team, as well as you missed out on being able to evaluate players from other teams that you might claim at the cut deadline. Those are the two biggest factors that happen. And just to give you an example, when I was with the Giants with Victor Cruz, you guys know the salsa man, Victor Cruz.
Right,
so
right.
He was in practice. He showed flashes, but was really inconsistent catching the ball. And there were certain things that, you like this kid, but then once he got into a preseason game against the Jets and he had 3 touchdowns and 150 yards and he really stepped it up, like, wow, this guy, when the lights are on, he's a performer. So those are the type of evaluations that teams missed out on this year without having the preseason games.
Mark, do you think that there's a chance going forward next couple of years or just in general that the NFL and the NFLPA decide we don't need preseason games or definitely don't need all 4? Is there a chance that after this year maybe they do that?
Definitely. Of course, they've been talking about cutting down the preseason forever. I don't think a lot of the players like it, especially the veterans. Of course, the younger guys that are trying to make the team, they're trying to get all the exposure they can get. But the veterans have definitely been talking about this for years. So I think maybe they'll cut it down to 2, just a compromise between. Because, again, we got to take the revenue into it as well. They do make money despite the diminished product. There is that revenue aspect of it that the owners are talking about. Like, wait a minute now, let's these dollar signs that we're missing out on, let's keep these preseason games. So I think they'll come to a happy compromise of what's best for the safety of the players as well as the revenue of the team and the ability to evaluate the whole league.
Mark, real quickly, the Finns got rid of Tunsil and Fitzpatrick and obviously loaded up with 3 1s and 2 2s and had a big draft this past year. From the outside, I was just curious what you thought of their move for this year and next year to load up on draft picks.
Well, it was awesome. I mean, it was great that their whole plan, the whole tank for Tua plan, it actually worked out, even though they ended up not having the number one pick, but still got the guy. But just the whole philosophy of building a young roster, getting as many young assets as you can. And, of course, you have to hit on those picks. I mean, it's one thing to accumulate all these picks and say we have them all, but if you miss on all of them, then you missed out on the whole philosophy of it. So these guys that they've drafted, they have to perform. They have to be stars in order for it to all make sense. And number one, of course, as we're talking about, Tua has to be the guy. I mean, he has to be a franchise quarterback. He has to be a consistent playoff quarterback for this all to make sense. Because if he's not, then all the other draft picks, I mean, they'll be, another 5-win, 4-win team every year.
Yeah. Do you like Tua, by the way? Why, did you like him coming out?
I had major concerns with Tua. I mean, essentially, we talked about the injuries, but it was the injuries coupled with the fact of he's essentially a small pocket passer. And the way he would get hurt in college was he couldn't get away from people. And he's not a extremely nifty or fast. I mean, he's got a little bit of movement in the pocket, but he's not a magical type Russell Wilson type escape things. Kyler Murray, where you see those guys, is like, wow, that nobody touches them when they play. Tua's not that same sort of special movement, special athlete. So that was a concern where he couldn't get away from trouble, and that's how he got hurt, and being such a small guy. So I think he's going to have to prove that he can take the hits he can take the tackles and be able to perform being so short inside the pocket.
In the circumstances down here in Miami with Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, upstairs, general manager's office, guys that work around the general manager, not necessarily the coaching staff, are there daily meetings, do you think, or has there been in when you've been in the front office, about when to get the rookie quarterback in, when is it time, if we start to lose, if Fitzpatrick starts to have a couple of games like you started off with last week, are there daily conversations at this point when you have a guy like that, when you pick that high in the draft?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you're always talking about when is the best time to get Tua on the field. Because let's be honest, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, he's going to look like he did the other day. He may have a blaze of glory one game, and then he's going to go back to the guy that he's been for, what now, 37 years he's been in the league and the half of the teams. You know, he's going to be who he's going to be. So if the Dolphins are sitting up in their office now, the front office, saying we're going to make the playoffs with Ryan Fitzpatrick, then they're just not being honest with themselves. This has to all be about getting Tua ready to play. And is that after three or four games, just let him sit and watch and observe what's going on and get healthier? But at some point, really soon, they're going to have to play him. When I was with Philadelphia, we had Donovan McNabb when we drafted him, and actually Doug Peterson was our – Andy Reid brought in Doug Peterson, the current head coach of the Eagles, to be that stopgap. I mean, we would put Donovan in the games at certain points, and then he ended up starting the last six games, you know, a different time, a different era, where now you have to play more quickly. So this has to all be about getting Tua on the field, getting reps, getting game reps, and getting him ready for this year and the years to come.
Mark, maybe you can help me out. Can you mind going back in the history of the Dolphins with me a little bit as far as drafts go and stuff? And just it's not a shot, although there are going to be people that are going to go, there he goes. So Mark, how much do you guys do background checks, especially on top picks, so you don't do a Deion Jordan or Jonathan Martin? Like, do you have to go an extra mile to go? Do you trust coaches, first of all? Do you trust college coaches when you go to look at guys to be top picks?
Yeah. Well, so what happens is
you're laughing already, staff, Mark. You're a bad man.
Yeah. Well, there's certain guys you can trust. So what happens is your scouts. You have your 14 scouts on your staff, and there's three or four scouts that go into a school. Let's just use the University of Miami. They're there like every month, and they have to have the connections with those coaches. So you have to trust your scouts that they have reliable sources, because some coaches at colleges will just try to make their player seem as great as possible,
right,
and they're
right.
They'll lie to you. So you have to have those sources that you can trust. So your scouts get all this information throughout the year. They talk to coaches. They talk to trainers. They talk to the equipment guys. When I would go to schools, I would just grab the GA or somebody who has no investment in the guys. Hey, tell me about such and such. You know, the young people that work in the training rooms. Those are the type of people you want to talk to, because they're not just trying to get something out of you. So with that, your scouts get all this information throughout the year. And then if you still have questions on certain players as far as their character or their mental ability or such,
exactly.
All right, you talk to them at the Senior Bowl. You sit down with them at the Combine. And then you can even bring them into your facility to sit around and be with your coaches to make sure that, hey, we're comfortable with this player. So you have so many exposures. You try to do so much work, so much background on these players. But again, you try to be right, but then there's also guys that surprise you, say, wow, we did all this. And then you get him there, and he doesn't, yeah. He doesn't fulfill what you thought he would be.
Yeah. That's
well, Mark, I want to thank you for your time, man. I appreciate you coming on with us here, and we'll bug you again soon, we promise.
Mark, it's been great, man. It really has. To get a chance. By the way, Trevor Lawrence, slam dunk. Is this guy, is it my eyes lying to me, or is he a slam dunk going to be a real good NFL player?
Yeah, he should be. I'd like to see him play some guys with some adversity first, where you can actually see how he can do it, instead of being like 7-on-7 out there for him every week. That's when you really have to see players when they face some adversity. And he did face that last year in a couple of playoff games. So we'd like to see that, I guess, when the playoff time comes this year again. But it should be an easy ride for Clemson. So you might not see him play that much.
Mark, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
All right, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Ross. Thursday Night Football tonight, 8:20 exclusively on NFL Network, Bengals and Browns.
Couple of first overall picks going after each other tonight, man. Wow. All right. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer before we get to Brian Scalabrini. former Celtic, now our NBA insider here, and we want to talk to him, see what he feels, how he's feeling about that matchup coming up. But I always love talking about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I should just do one day of just all the 2020s that are just, you talk about getting it figured out and feeling really good, knowing that if people are going to show up, they're going to really like their experience at their South Florida Chevy dealers. Suburbans and Tahoes and all the Silverado trucks to choose from to fit your lifestyle. And then the smaller SUVs like the 2020 Traverse. Smaller, but still spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style, or as I like to say, the look. Nobody wants an ugly one. Just because you get plenty of room, nobody wants to be comfortable and ugly. And that's what you're not going to have to worry about. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer. How about that Equinox SUV? Smaller SUV, but the technology and active safety features really is fun to drive, man. Just a blast in the 2020 Chevy Blazer. You know, Chevy Blazer might be the best-looking SUV in the business right now, midsize SUV. I mean, it looks great. You talk about getting the Blazer figured out. 2020 special, man. I didn't even mention a Camaro and Corvette because that's just a given. But find out for yourself and get a great deal. We've got Chevy Open Road Sale event on right now. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer and do it today. Great experience, great prices waiting for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.